Hello and welcome back to the Super Smash Broadcast, Episode 6. I am Eric, gamertag Sci-Fi Paladin, and internet name Kronar, joined by Tyler.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Tyler. I usually go by my alias as Olaf.
Wasn't it internet persona you said last time, Tyler?
We're gonna mix it up.
It changes every week.
Oh, every week, okay. I'm Kevin.
When you say usually goodbye, sorry to interrupt you, Kevin. Do your friends call you that too?
Yeah, I call him Olaf.
Oh, interesting. Okay, Kevin, go ahead.
Do people actually call you Olaf though in the real world?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, I was like, in your classes, your professors call you Olaf or something. Anyway,
crowded.
Yeah, but that was a class. Regardless, my name's Kevin. I go by X Masters for my gamer tag and Xbox, and everything else is Pro 5002. And
I'm
tonight. Well, hold up. I'm gonna apologize for my voice being gone.
Kevin's not done talking, Dan.
Yeah, Daniel. I'm just getting to the middle of a cold, so bear with me as I have a very deep voice today. All right, Daniel, your turn.
I guess that was payback for me interrupting you.
Yeah.
But, yeah. This is Dan, and I am detrocious for everything.
Forever and
consolidated.
Exactly. I like to be very simplistic about my names.
Okay, so we were away for a week on Thanksgiving break. So, hopefully we have a lot to talk about. I don't know if you guys did much gaming on that break. I tried to. Let's start it off with Dan. What'd you get done this week?
This week, as far as gaming, I played two games. I played Halo Reach again because I unfortunately still don't have 4. And it's the multiplayer is, you know, still live and well. And I also decided to get Steam finally, and I got a game called Spiral Knights. I don't know if you guys have heard of it or played it. It's pretty fun. And that's what I've done as far as gaming.
I have not heard of and or played Spiral Knights. Please do inform me.
It's kind of like, I mean, the gameplay is kind of like World of Warcraft, but it's a lot of like the, you're playing these little robots that have crash landed on a planet, and you're trying to, you know, save your ship and stuff like that. But you have to upgrade your gear, and there's, it's very social, and you have to, you know, group up with your buddies to defeat bosses and stuff like that. But it's a pretty good.
It sounds like a good time.
It does. I haven't gotten to do it. I'm just playing by myself. I don't have, like, a group or anything. But it's actually pretty fun to play. You get, like, a sword and a gun. All that.
You get a sword and a gun.
Yep, that's correct.
And you can choose to use the sword even though you have a gun.
Yeah, the gun's actually not that great. It doesn't do a lot of damage, and it has to reload all the time. And reloading takes forever. And it gets in the way. Unless you're just doing range stuff.
Reloading's just a bother.
Exactly. They should just, you know, figure a way around that. Infinite ammo.
What was this called?
So, okay.
Spiral Knights.
Oh, Spiral Knights? I'm trying to look it up, I can't find it.
It's a free-to-play thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I see it now. It looks interesting.
It's not a whole lot of free games on there for Mac.
It's on their website's down, so I can't even look at it.
Oh.
I told you, Dan, I got a desktop for sale.
That's true, but I'm playing free games, so clearly I don't have money.
Tyler has all kinds of money. He just chooses to play free games. Oh, I'm sorry, Olaf does.
Yeah, who's Tyler? All about Olaf.
So what did you play in the last few weeks, Kevin?
Well, I have gotten... Since I've been on last, Black Friday has passed, and I spent my fair share of cash on a bunch of different things. First thing I purchased was an iPad. I got a 4th-gen iPad, which I know some of you in here hate iPads, but just I have an iPhone, I have a MacBook, and it was just kind of like to complete the total, Apple family, I had to get one, and I really like
it. We don't hate
around.
iPads, we just think they're a big waste of money.
And it was expensive, I won't lie, but
there's
I did
a big
get a
difference.
Good deal on it, and I really like it, though. I use it every single day. It's nice just to sit and not have to have my laptop out when I'm wanting to go on Facebook or something. I FaceTime with my mom, my grandma a lot, and that's...
And isn't that all what we all want, is just to spend more quality time with our moms and our girls?
See, I like my mom.
That's why they built the iPad.
It really is.
That's why they built it?
I really like it. I've been watching Netflix videos on it. I can take it to class, and I'm able to, use it instead of my laptop, but the battery lasts a lot longer, so... It was an expensive purchase, yes, but I think it was very, very well worth it. Then I bought a bunch of random games were on sale, and I had a lot of money in my Amazon account for I've accumulated through paying credit cards off and birthdays and just stuff people would get me. So I first got I got Dishonored. I got that for free. I got Sleeping Dogs. I got the new Need for Speed Most Wanted game. And then also on Amazon, I got a PS Vita with Assassin's Creed and the Uncharted, Marvel vs. Capcom.
PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale.
Oh, yeah. I got that for free, though. I'll get to that. But I did get that for PS Vita, and then I got Little Big Planet as well. I think that's everything I got for Vita. And then for my console, I got PlayStation All-Stars for PS3, which came with a free copy of All-Stars for PS Vita, so I downloaded that, which is, that's a really good game. A lot of fun. It plays really well on the Vita, too. And it's cross-play, so you can play on the system and or on the handheld.
It's not just a Smash Bros. Ripoff, either. That's nice.
Yeah, it's similar, and it's got obviously without Smash Bros. This game wouldn't exist, but it still does things a little bit differently, and it's still, plus it's nice to have variety, so maybe Nintendo will think about putting out the Smash Bros. Within the next 6 years. Then I also got Forza Horizon. I've never really been much for those like realistic driving games, but I watched different reviews and stuff and heard some people talk about Forza Horizon. It's still a realistic driving game, but it's got a open world from what I hear. I might be wrong. I don't know if it's completely like a sandbox game, but it's more of that than what it usually is, just like time trials and stuff. So I thought that was kind of cool, and the cars they had on there I was actually interested in. They had a lot of like Dodge cars and just actually stuff that I've actually known. Like, it's nice, but they always put just really expensive cars that I've never, you know, could imagine having. Like, it'd be nice. I saw that they had a Dodge Charger in it, and I thought that was kind of cool if I could use that car. I thought that was neat. And then I also got I bought new Super Smash Bros. For 3DS, and then I got one other thing, and I'm just not remembering what it was. No, I think that might be it then. But after I bought all that, the game I started playing was Uncharted 3. Since a year ago, I got.
Is
that
the
game
first time you opened
it? It was the first time I opened it, and I was like, you know what? I've been wanting to play this game so long, I just have not had time. So I sat down, I chucked away at it for a couple hours, and I got pretty far into it. And I really, really liked that game. The first like hour and a half were just so good. Like, the story, I'm just like, I'm drawn right back into it. I'm like upset when things are happening, the characters that are good or bad. I was just really into it. So that's pretty much what I've been playing the most of. I've been playing a little PlayStation All-Stars, but for the most part, it's been Uncharted. So, yeah.
A fantastic thing about Uncharted 3 is more of that dirty old man, Sully.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's pretty hysterical. I really do like him. I like that the first thing they show was like the how Sully and Drake met. They go back and do that, and it's kind of a interesting like prologue to what happened, how they became friends and stuff, and kind of give you a history because it's kind of interesting. I really like it. I'm still playing that. I have played PlayStation All Stars, like I said, and that is quite a good game. I really enjoy that, and that's pretty much it. So, I'll think of more as you're talking, I'm sure.
I also played the PlayStation All-Stars. What I both liked and disliked about it is there is only one way to kill your opponent, and that is with your quote-unquote special ability, which you have to accrue points to use by hitting people. So a match could go on for a half hour, 3 hours, 10 hours, with each person just with one life, so long as no one can land one of their spell abilities, which actually happened to us in one of our matches. So it's kind of a hindrance, but at the same time, it's a really interesting way to play the game, and it adds a new dynamic. You can't just sit back and wait for everyone else to die. You have to get in there because you can't kill anybody without your special ability. And you can't get your special ability without hitting people. So that was...
Yeah. It's a good game. I really do like it a lot. And
I did wish they shipped it with more characters. That would be nice.
Yeah, they do have two DLC already announced, so that'll be good. And it
I'm assuming they're going to charge you for them?
No, they're both free, from what I heard.
Oh, okay. They're two characters I've never heard of, though, I think.
Yeah, they're not anybody I've heard of. But I think they'll be a little bit more better about getting DLC characters versus, you know, Nintendo, who don't do stuff like that very often at all, if ever. For Smash Bros, what you got was what you got. For this, I think it'd be pretty
consistent. Does Nintendo even do DLC?
I can't think of any games, but I feel like there are some games.
No game off the top of my head can I think of that entails DLC. And you think something like Legend of Zelda or a Super Mario game would be, you know, jumping on that bandwagon saying, hey, you can buy an extra 3 Mario levels, or hey, here's an extra mission in Legend of Zelda or something.
Yeah. I don't know why they don't do that. Oh, it's...
Because they're still working on their network infrastructure.
Oh, because they're like one step away from dial-up trying to put the stupid Wii on the internet. Terrible.
Yeah.
I don't even know if the Wii U does or not. I've yet to really look into a Wii U. I haven't had no interest because all the games have been pretty terrible.
You what?
I don't think the games have been pretty terrible for... Well, at least not
really
interesting to me.
I've heard they said it has potential, but it has quite a few bugs. Which that's expected on a platform launch, but... You know. But Nintendo launches this thing, and it's like new HD graphics that are just above Xbox's.
Yeah.
And Xbox is like, well, our graphics system on our new Xbox will probably be about 4 times what our current Xbox is. So
yeah.
It's like, as soon as the next-gen consoles come out, they'll be way behind again.
That's what happens. So, yeah, that's been everything I played overall.
Did you get a chance to play the Little Big Planet?
Oh, I actually bought another game. I just remembered that you mentioned that. I bought Little Big Planet Karting, the kart racing PlayStation 3 game. Little Big Planet. I'm adding that real quick. And then I actually have not played the PS Vita Little Big Planet. I bought it for Rachel. I don't really like. I thought my girlfriend would
get it. Well, you should have her
it.
Let me know how it is, because I loved it for PlayStation.
She's
but I just can't imagine it being single player on your little Vita.
Well, it's still multiplayer. You can play online.
Oh, you play online.
Yeah. So, she's been playing. I started recording, she was playing it, but she fell asleep now. But she looked like she really enjoyed it. I'll have to get her review for you.
Please do.
So, Tyler, I think you're next, maybe? Still there?
What games have I played?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you play anything new this week? Are you going to blow us away?
Play anything new. I can't come up with anything off the top of my head.
Nothing
maybe,
new?
Maybe I'll
But you did
something.
Play a lot of League, and you played a lot of Dota.
Yeah.
Anything change in those games?
Not really. League of Legends has, like, their Season 3 patch coming up, but it's not out yet.
Yeah, they just did their Season 2, which was, what, 2 years long or something?
Yeah, it's taken them a long time to come out with the Season 3 patch. I played on the beta for Season 3, and they changed a lot of the user interface. And, like, the shop, the buy menus in the shop. So it was a lot of, like, design stuff updated, really. And they also added a whole bunch of new items. They're redoing a lot of the items.
They're fixing the shop, too, so that you don't have to go through those kind of
they
agitating
changed
menus.
They changed the whole interface of the shop, and they added a search bar.
That's important.
Yeah. Pretty nice.
Especially when you're telling me to buy it. I'm kind of a new guy at the game, so I don't know exactly what every piece of armor is. So every once in a while, he'll be like, oh, you need to buy this for this champion. And I'll be like, all right, what is that under? So,
exactly.
You know, the search bar is kind of nice because I can just go, all right, well, I'll type it in here, and regardless of what menu it's under, it'll find it for me.
Yeah, it makes it... I don't know, but... The only problem is I was so used to the other menu that getting used to this one's going to take time.
At least you get the search.
Yeah, but typing
push comes to shove, you can just search.
Typing in an item's name takes time.
You know what they really need to have, though? I think they should have customizable quick bars so that you can choose...
Your item sets?
Your item sets, like, it's got the preset ones at the top, right?
Yeah, like, your own custom item sets. I think they've been suggesting that, but they don't... That's not, like, their first priority or something.
It'd be nice to
have. And that might come later.
Especially if you play this character the same way every time. It's like, well, I just want to set it up I always play it then. That way, you know, the building is much faster.
Yeah. The other thing they're doing is they are redoing the artwork of, like, the really old champions. So I think Nidalee is going to get an artwork update.
Just that one?
And then they're planning... Nidalee is the only one that they said they're doing... And Karma too, but Karma's not going to come out until a bit later, I think. Or I don't know. Maybe the Season 3 patch, I'm not exactly sure on that one. But I know Nidalee's supposed to be the next one to have a skin rework. And then Karma's update, they're updating her...
Karma.
They're updating her abilities, too.
That's kind of nice. Now, is there going to be some kind of strategy shift like there was, I guess, and I didn't play that far back, but in Season 1, you played certain players in a certain lane, and in Season 2, you no longer played those players in that lane? Are they going to be, like, rearranging abilities or talents to kind of change the strategy of players, or did I lose you? I think we lost him.
Sounds like what did you say? I was like, "Wait,
okay. I'm interested in you." I was talking about how, like in Season 1, people would play. I think ADs in mid lane, and they no longer do that. Are they doing something to kind of reshape the game strategy
at all?
They're
trying to, but I don't think it's going to change. I think their main goal with Season 3 is to make supports more fun, because supports kind of have like a lame job right now. Because they...
That's a tough job.
So, you're laning with a carry, and carries are weak early game, but they really strong late game if they get a lot of last hits. But the problem is, so what you end up having to do to like kind of optimize how fast your or like how fast your character or your carry gets strong is you let the carry take all of the last hits in your lane. So you do not attack any of the minions. You let the carry kill all the minions in your lane. And you just kind of sit there and keep them alive and help them get kills on the enemies. And then that's pretty much all you do. So you don't really your job is pretty boring because the game isn't really constant fighting. So you're kind of just sitting
there.
Yeah, you're just sitting there waiting.
Is what you end up
being. But they're going to make it so you get additional gold for harassing enemies. So if you're actively targeting the enemy characters and like hurting them, using your auto attacks on them or using your abilities on them, you'll get a little bit of gold for that as compensation. Because right now, supports really get no gold. So if your lane does well and you get a lot of kills, you're gonna have a good amount of gold. But if your lane's not doing well, you're not gonna have like any.
It sounds like it's gonna be tough to do. That sounds like that might end up being like a one-sided or kind of one-sided feature where.
Why?
Because other supports that are really pokey will, you know, get a lot of money, and then ones that aren't, like, I'm thinking off the top of my head, Taric, he's got a stun, but otherwise he doesn't really poke, so, you know, there's not huge opportunity for that, but there are a lot of supports who do almost consistently poke, or a lot of ADs or APs who poke a lot. So it might actually be like counterproductive.
It's actually mastery, and it's kind of deep in the utility tree. Which, if you were suggesting that like any hero would just take that, they like usually if you're a damaging hero, you don't go into the utility tree. You go into the damage tree.
Right.
But you're kind of right that like some supports can poke better than others. I know. But how it works is if you use melee auto attacks, you get more gold than if you're a ranged auto attacker. I think you get 5 gold if you melee them, and 3 gold if you ranged attack them or something like that.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
So that's kind of. It's still probably not really
that evens,
balancing it.
That probably evens it out pretty good.
Because it's a lot easier to just poke them as a ranged than melee, for
right.
Sure. Like, the melees might even deserve more than that.
So, shall we move on to my weeks? My 2 weeks?
Please. Please do.
Man, just because you won't play the game doesn't mean it's not a good game.
I'm not saying it's not a game, it just doesn't exactly what I like, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize this was your dictatorship.
I never said anything bad. I just said I don't like it, so that's why I don't really have any interest talking about it. But it's good you guys do, because I'm sure people who listen, if anyone does listen, I'm sure there's a decent amount of people that like that game.
I'm
listening. I know that lots of people like it, so. But go on. What did you play?
All right, so the last 2 weeks, what did I play? I played a lot of League and a bit of Dota. So those two, you know, I played pretty consistently. I talked about it last week, I think. Max Payne 3, which was a really interesting experience. Did you start playing that at all, Kevin?
No, like I said, I pretty much focused on
Uncharted.
yeah. I started Uncharted for the PS Vita too. That was pretty good, but pretty much focused on PSV version of 3.
I picked up a new game today, which I'm actually currently quitting so I don't die. Are any of you familiar with the game DayZ?
Yes, I've heard
Or
of it.
actually,
Wait.
technically, it's a mod to the game Arma 2.
Okay, yes, I know. There's like a couple different versions. There's that one, then there's one that's called something Z that's an actual game. It's not a mod. It's similar to it. I don't know if it has to do anything. And there's like something else, but that one's a movie with Tom Cruise. We talked about this in another podcast I listened to, so I kind of have an
So
idea.
there's Arma 2, which has a mod, DayZ.
Now, how much did that game go? Isn't that game like $40?
Arma 2, that's like I don't know, 30, 40, because you have to
Okay.
have the expansion with it.
Oh.
It's $30.
I think it's 30. There is Day. The one with Brad Pitt, I'm not remembering the name. Something Z.
It's something
World
Z.
War Z.
Yeah, that's what that one is.
And that was based off a book.
Okay.
And that is a movie, that's not a game. But
Okay.
it does
Good
look
to know.
pretty sweet.
And there's DayZ, which is the mod, and then there's
DayZ
another
is the
one.
mod. And I picked up today The War Z.
That's the other one. That's the other one I was thinking of. That one's the actual game. It's an MMO, right?
Right. It's
Okay.
not your conventional MMO, but it's an MMO in the sense that DayZ is. And what you do in DayZ is you go around, it's really survival based. You start with like a backpack and a box of matches or something. And you have a bar for your food or your hunger. You have a gauge for your thirst. And you have a gauge for your health. And I think in DayZ, you also have a gauge for how much blood you have. And any of those factors could kill you.
You
Like,
said you
you could
bought this
starve to
game?
death, you could die of thirst, you could get hit by a bunch of. These are all zombie games, by the way. You get hit by zombies so many times you die, or you could get hit by a zombie once, get away from the zombie, and bleed out afterward.
How much do you pay for that?
For the War Z?
Yeah.
Right now it's an alpha. I paid $25 for it, and I think that they're ending that offer soon because they're switching
Is
it
it a
over into
separate
beta.
game?
It's a The War Z is a standalone game.
And that one was $40?
That one was 25. The War Z is 25 right now. As of right now, they may be changing it very soon.
So the War Z is 25.
Right, and that's the standalone.
Is that
DayZ, which is the Arma 2 mod, costs $30 because you have to buy Arma 2 and the expansion.
right?
The
Okay.
mod itself does not cost any money, but those two games do. I found that in DayZ, the engine's a bit rickety.
Because it's just a mod, right?
Well, yeah, but the Arma 2 engine isn't even that fantastic. The aiming is kind of bad. You can't really hit the broadside of a barn.
Nobody says that.
The zombies are extremely difficult to kill. And you don't you weapons are very scarce. So you
Yeah.
can't attack. I don't think you can attack with your fists. You have to have some kind of weapon. And if you don't have a weapon and you encounter a zombie, your only option is to run. And the problem with
Yeah.
running is that makes you more hungry and more thirsty. And sometimes you can break a leg and not be able to run and stuff.
Oh my
So
God.
that game's got some issues. They're working on a standalone of DayZ, but the current mod DayZ has a lot of bugs. The graphics aren't that fantastic. Everything looks a little fuzzy. It's just a simple mod. it's a really good idea. It wasn't executed properly. War Z is a much, much better execution of the mod, only it's a standalone game.
Plus there's hats.
You get 5 character slots. And what happens in the game is if you die in the game, you lose all your stuff. Your guy's dead. All your stuff is gone, and you basically start back at square one. And in DayZ, there's no getting around that.
That's for both games?
In the War Z, if you die, you lose all your stuff, but you have the ability to use what they call a global stash. And if you find really good items, you can throw them all in the global stash, and any character can access them. The global stash can only be accessed at key hubs. And there's also 2 game modes. You can choose to play the normal mode or the hardcore mode. And you build and create talent trees as you gain experience from killing zombies. And I think how it works is in normal mode, if you die, you lose all your stuff, but you keep your level. In hardcore mode, if you die, you go back to level 1 and lose all your stuff. I will not be playing hardcore mode for my own health and safety.
I imagine.
But you die enough as it is. It's an extremely difficult game. It takes a lot of patience. Because the first part of the game, the first several hours of the game is literally just trying to sneak around zombies to get that box of crackers so you don't starve to death. Weapons are a little less scarce than in DayZ, I think, but they're still not that abundant right now. And you start off, when you start off the very first time, they give you a flashlight and a couple provisions. The second time, if you die, the second time you start out with absolutely nothing at all. You can attack with the flashlight. It took me, I'm going to guess, 35 to 45 hits on a zombie to kill him. I picked up a hammer later on thinking, oh, this will do more damage. That took me at least 25 hits to kill a zombie. Melee weapons aren't that effective, especially because they will kill you. You will die much faster than a zombie will. I haven't really got to shoot a gun yet. Saw some really intense videos online about these guys raiding a city, and basically the city just turned into a battlefield, and there were it was like a match of Call of Duty. People were running upstairs and getting mowed down and getting sniped across the city.
Yeah,
it was really intense. And if you see a guy in this game, essentially you have 2 options. You can run like heck. Well, you have 3. You can run like heck and get away from him before he kills you. You can disconnect from the game before he kills you. Or you can try and kill him first. Possibilities of forming an alliance or being of the other guy being nice at all is almost absolutely 0. So essentially, if you see another guy, get out or you're dead. Because he wants your stuff. It's a very kind of nerve-wracking game. Very interesting, though. It'll take up a lot of your time, because, like I said, it's slow-moving. So, you know, you're crawling around a house, and 20 minutes later, you know, you've gone from one side of the street and crossed to the other to the house on the other side of the street, so you've only covered 2 houses in 20 minutes. It's not, don't think it's a game for everybody. It requires a lot of patience, but it is a very interesting game type.
So, which do you like better out of the zombie games in the movie?
The movie? Oh, I don't know. The movie's not even out.
I was kidding. But out of the 2 games, which one did you like better? That if I had to spend money on and I was going to do, what would you say?
Most certainly the War Z. It is a much more polished system, even though it's in alpha still.
Oh, it's not even completely out all the way.
No, and I think they're doing the what we will call the Minecraft method, where if you buy it in alpha, it's cheap. If okay. you buy it later on, it'll be a little more expensive. So, you know, buy it now, it'll be cheaper. Buy it later, you're going to pay more. So as they update it, it'll probably cost more.
Is it going to be as successful as Minecraft?
It will not be as successful as Minecraft.
You heard it here first, folks.
Minecraft's hard to beat. It's a fantastic yeah. game.
They done it, man. They, I don't know
for
how they did it,
for a fantastic price.
If you want to be an electrical engineer...
Play with Redstone?
Or computer engineer. Yeah, play with Redstone.
With the Redstone.
Yeah.
I think that's the extent of... Yeah, you know, I didn't do too much game versatility this week. I did order a lot of new computer parts.
Really? Ooh, what did
computer
you get?
Parts. I got a i7 3770K for, it was only $230. If you look anywhere for that processor, you're probably going to be paying at least $320. So I got that from Micro Center at an excellent deal. So I got the motherboard to match, a 650-watt Corsair power supply, and a new case for everything, as well as a 2-terabyte hard drive and a 120-gigabyte SSD. So Monday, hopefully, all that stuff will be here, and I can put it all together.
What's your total?
Like $700, approximately.
Pretty good.
Not too shabby.
When I bought... when I first upgraded to i7, I paid $1,000 and got, like, an HP... I don't know, whatever. And it had an i7 in there. And that was $1,000 that I paid for that. And then you just go out and you pick out your own parts, build your own machine. You get something better than what I had. For like $300 cheaper, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I just went on Newegg and today's featured deal is an Intel Core i5 3570K processor.
Yeah, that was the first one you were looking at.
For $214.
Yeah.
So I essentially spent $15 more and got,
exactly,
you know, $100 more processor.
Mm-hmm. You paid pretty much the same price and got like an upgrade in tier of processor, which is nice.
Trying to figure out if I got... What's really great about Newegg is, you know, I think I got a rebate on almost every single thing I bought.
During Black Friday, like almost everything had rebates.
Yeah, lots of rebates.
And even not counting the rebates, like I don't think we counted the rebates at all, and I think he only spent $700.
Yeah, that
and
was, like, that was after without rebates.
After rebates, I think you could probably save another 100. About.
There was a lot of sales on computer stuff, but didn't really feel like spending all the money on that. I went towards the iPad and... spent almost more. Pretty bad.
iPads are pretty expensive, aren't they?
They are. I paid almost $700 for mine.
Oh my gosh.
I know, it was a lot. But I got... That was the price for it. I got a decent amount percentage off, and then I got a $60 gift card. And so it was an okay deal. And I got a free case. And so it was... It's still expensive, definitely, but I really do like it a lot.
Yeah, I couldn't do that, man. Pay enough money to buy a computer and you're getting a pad. Oh yeah. Man, I can't even stand I cringe just thinking about that. That's awful. But whatever.
But see, I use it a lot. It's not like it's just, I mean, I already have a computer.
They're cool.
They are nice, and it is expensive. I agree. Thinking about it, but I was like, you know what? It's just nice for me to bring to class, and I can just have it to have that instead of bringing my laptop. And I've been able to take notes on it. And I the reason I really want to learn anything is just so I can watch videos when I'm at the gym or when I'm in classes. So I have to carry around my charger and everything.
Yeah, if you're away from home, it's amazing. I use my iPhone all the time, but only when I'm like in my bed about to sleep.
Yeah. That's
away from home, which if I'm away from home at class.
Yeah, especially because like, if I go home to Romeo, I have nothing to do there since I moved out, so I'll bring that with me and I have stuff to do and I can bring it with me to work and I can work on homework there. So I have to bring all kinds of stuff. I don't know. It's a very expensive but very useful. So I know everyone's got their different opinions on it, but I really do really like it.
It's fantastic. For being away,
it's just so expensive. It really is just outrageously expensive. Oh, okay. Let's move on to the next topic on our. Where's my little sheet?
Star Wars.
I don't remember there being a Star Wars topic on this show.
I don't see why there's not.
Do you have Star Wars news to share?
They decided who the writers were going to be for episode 5, 6, and 7. Or 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9.
Yeah, I was like, I think they did those movies already.
What would you know?
Because they have 6 movies out. You know that much.
One of them was a writer for Toy Story 3.
Okay.
Interesting choice. One of them was a writer for Sherlock Holmes.
I think it's a Schindler's List for some reason.
Yes, Schindler's List.
That's going to be an odd movie.
Well, the Empire is frequently associated with the Nazis.
And then, like, some other... What else is... And then the director from Aaron Brockovich. The most random writers.
Return of the Jedi?
The writer from... I think Return of the Jedi. Is the last one.
Nice.
Called it.
Nice. Right on. Forward. Do you remember the trivia from 2 weeks ago? Or does Daniel remember it?
That was Chris's trivia.
It was Chris's trivia?
Yeah, it was something that had to do with Luigi's Mansion.
Oh. So let's just hold on to that since we're recording a show on a day we usually don't. So we'll have Chris pick up. We'll skip the trivia until we get
talking
back on Thursday.
Talking about Star Wars, there was like a famous media art critic that proclaimed episode 3 as being a masterpiece.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I mean, it was a good movie, but I wouldn't call it a
masterpiece. But look at any other Star Wars and you will find that there are better movies.
Exactly.
Well, not any other Star Wars, but Look at episode 4, 5, and 6, and you will find that there are better movies.
So, I thought that was kind of interesting.
They actually interviewed Mark Hamill, because they're like, oh, Mr. Hamill, give us more details on Star Wars, since you're in the loop. And he's like, listen, guys, I really don't know anything. I don't know that they know anything. I think we're kind of just putting the pieces together right now, and we're trying to figure it out. Ask my son. He knows more than I do. So Mark Hamill's son actually knows more about the new Star Wars movies, I think, than Mark Hamill actually does, who will be in the movies.
Do we know what part he is playing?
Yes, Luke Skywalker.
Oh, it's a continual. It's like direct line. Okay. I thought it was jumping.
It jumps about 20, 30 years. But, you know, that fits right where Mark Hamill's at, so.
Wait, so at the very end of the 6th one, what happened? Like, how did
really,
this,
Kevin?
I don't remember. I've seen him once or twice, maybe.
Luke destroyed the Empire and brought balance to the Force.
Okay, so, like, do we know...
Then they got married.
That didn't happen.
Do we know what happens at the end? Or like, what's going to happen in the new movie? Is it, like, something that's been written out in other forms of media, like books and stuff? Or is this a new...
George Lucas actually already had scripts written for him. It follows, we don't exactly know how this is going to go, because they might alter it a bit, but it's supposed to follow, I think, Han Solo's daughter. They each had, Luke had like 2 kids, and Han had like 4. And they're all Jedi. Go figure.
Wow.
But it follows, I think, Han's daughter is going to be the main character of the series. And I think Luke and his son fall to the dark side, and then they do some fighting, and then all of a sudden Luke's son realizes, wait a minute, there's no such thing as the dark side.
No such thing?
No such thing. And then they bring balance to the Force again.
Are they going to make any more movies, or do you think that just the one, that's it?
What do you mean, just the one?
Are they going to do just
they're making three.
Oh, they're doing 3?
Yeah.
So, does bringing balance to the Force mean the good guys win? Because how is that balanced?
Yes, ironically, bringing balance to the Force means that the good guy, that they're only good guys. Which, I think that's part of why Luke's son decides, wait a minute, there's no such thing as balance to the Force. There's no dark side, there's no light side. This is all a bunch of bullcrap someone's been feeding me.
Odd. Okay, moving on from Star Wars. Talking about TV shows, I did watch a new TV show. I got the first and second season of Black Friday. I got the show Happy Endings. Has anyone ever heard of this or seen it?
I've heard of it.
It's not. It's about a group of 6 friends, and 2 of them are getting married, and on the wedding day, she decides to run off with some other guy because she got worried about being married, and then after that event, because she comes back to him, and then so the 6 friends have to kind of deal with the aftermath of this and build their friendships again. And it's a very funny, it's a good show, but it just feels like it's been done before, because it's got a lot of things from a lot of shows. Like, there's 6 people, 3 guys, 3 girls, so it's a lot like Friends. It's that same, they all like hang out and go to the same restaurant, same thing, and then it reminds you of a lot like, to me, it was a lot like Friends, How I Met Your Mother, The League, and what we could comparing it to.
All I'm hearing is I watched a sitcom.
It's very funny because it's slightly different, but it just does things that all these other shows do already. So it's like, if you don't really want to watch it, I don't think it's gonna, you're not missing out, but I got it for $8 the first season and the second season, so it wasn't like a huge chunk of money, but it was worth seeing at least once, I would think, if you have time. So, there's my new show I've watched. Otherwise, I watched Walking Dead. Anyone else still watching Walking Dead?
Kinda?
Kinda? What was the last episode you seen?
Don't
spoil anything, but...
I heard about last week. I watched like every other week. I heard this week was kind of a waste of an episode.
Yeah, this week was. It was one of those that was like, it was necessary to say stuff, but they didn't need to take 45 minutes to say it. it was okay. I was okay with it. But next week will be pretty intense because it's the mid-season finale. Dan, do you watch Walking Dead?
I do not.
That's sorry. That's exactly why they didn't do anything this week, is because mid-season finale is next week, so they're like, oh, well, we just get a free episode.
I tried watching it, but I decided to watch it like at home alone and like the middle of the night, and it was just bad timing. I just can't get into it again.
Creeps you out?
Basically.
Yeah,
first season was really good.
Yeah, it was.
Second season was meh.
Second season was just like lackluster, a lot of it. It was just drawn out too much, and like there were points in the second season that really did get me going and was really exciting, but it was just kind of like a lull. It felt like a very long, drawn out. Third season though has been much better, I think. I think it's starting to get back to where the first season was, where there was a lot more excitement every episode and things actually happened. And that's pretty much all the shows I watched, other than I watched New Girl and Glee, but I'm pretty sure you guys hate both those shows.
Yeah, New Girl's good.
New Girl is funny. Any movies anybody watch or anything or go see or?
We're talking about your TV shows and then jumping to everybody else's movies.
Well, nobody said anything about TV shows. Does anybody got anything to add?
I do.
Okay, go.
I decided to download the first 5 seasons of Dragon Ball Z and rewatch all of those.
Interesting choice.
I know, it's pretty exciting.
Did you get the abridged versions?
Or yeah, the full, I hate the watching full the full
on every single minute of oh version.
No, I got the Kai versions. It is kind of funny to watch them because they show flashbacks to episodes that aren't in that series, and there's like dialogue that doesn't line up, and it's kind of interesting to watch all the flaws with cutting it short. But I mean, I watched them back in the 90s when I was a kid, and I just
do you know what's up
got hooked, and so I'm rewatching them all again.
I'd like to do that.
And I also watched a bit of Doctor Who because I got to catch myself back up through the seasons before the new Christmas special.
See, I just don't get that show.
How far have you watched?
I think 3 episodes.
Okay. Watch the full first season and then by the second season you will be hooked and you will have to watch every episode.
Just buy it.
Yes. David Tennant as the Doctor is—it's just amazing.
See, the thing is, I've never had a point where I'm just like, I have so many shows to watch. I still have to finish the last season of Chuck. I still have to catch up on How I Met Your Mother. I'm still watching like 4 shows right now.
I really would like to watch the next few seasons of How I Met Your Mother, but I really would not like to pay $40 a season. Can Netflix just put them on there already?
I know, it's so expensive.
That's one thing I forgot to mention. I started watching How I Met Your Mother. I had just been watching random episodes on TV, and now I'm finally working through.
It's a very, very funny show.
It's a great show.
It's very funny.
It's got a little bit of everything.
This is very true. I did like that show.
Plus, they have fun nicknames like Big Fudge.
Thanksgiving is always a good time.
Slapsgiving. Good time.
No, it's slaps, Kevin. Come on.
I just said that, Slapsgiving.
Oh, you cut out. I thought you were saying something else. Never mind.
It's a good show. How much have you watched of it so far?
I want to say like 2/3 through the second season.
Pretty good. Yeah, the first, I don't know if it's the second or third season, I didn't care for it. There was the season. Where is Lily at currently? I don't want to ruin anything for you.
This I'm at the point where they did the whole call off the wedding, and she's trying to figure out what she was doing with life, and then she finally went right back to being a kindergarten teacher.
Okay, so she's okay. Then I don't want to ruin anything.
Yeah, so things are just lining back up. Don't ruin it for me.
All right, I'm not going to ruin it for you. I really like Lily's character a lot. They're Lillian Marshall, my favorite. What's his name?
Ted and Barney?
I hate Barney. Ted. Ted's going to just piss you off so much.
He already does.
Ted's not really there for... the only reason Ted is in the show is to have a plot.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the show wouldn't have a plot.
And because he's telling the story.
And Bob Saget.
Yeah, it's Bob Saget. I remember who I was talking to. He's like, oh my god, that's Bob Saget. Just do the voice of him. I'm like, yeah. Yes, it is.
My sister thought it was Morgan Freeman.
What? Apparently she's never listened to Morgan Freeman.
Apparently. Or no, not Morgan. I don't know where I was going with that. She thought it was Marshall. Or Jason Segel. No. And she's like, that doesn't make sense. That's why is it Marshall's voice narrating if it's supposed to be Ted? I'm like, it's Bob Saget.
That's pretty funny. She would have thought that.
I miss Bob Saget.
Why?
I love the show.
Because his house feels a little empty without it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Now we'll be on to movies. Are we allowed to? Unless Tyler's got any TV shows.
No TV shows.
You don't watch TV?
No.
Too hip for you? You're actually a hipster, right, Tyler? You wear like Toms and stuff every day.
What?
You're what a hipster. Do I wear? Toms, those shoes.
I don't wear Toms. I wear sandals.
But Toms are more hip.
I wear Crocs. Those are hip as fuck.
Yes, they are.
All Crocs right. With sandals?
You mean socks with Crocs?
Yeah, I wear socks, one Croc, and one sandal.
Even better.
So, one's green and one's purple, too.
Okay. Back to the Crocs with the socks. Do you get those little charms on them, too?
Oh, I love the charms.
So you collect all week, keeping charms?
Mm-hmm.
So no on the movies?
Oh, I've got all kinds of movie stuff for you. Who's excited for that Hobbit?
Me.
Woo! That comes out... What is it, 2 weeks?
Yep. It's really bad timing for us.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Because it's the night of the last day of finals.
Yeah.
Last day... Yeah, the night of the last day of finals. Therefore, everyone will have already taken their finals.
Wait, when is it?
And we'll be able to unwind with the Hobbit.
No, I mean, like, it's the Thursday... At midnight of the Friday, last day of finals. I have my two biggest finals are happening on Friday, so I can't even go.
I don't remember when my exams
Well, there's your goddamn problem, Dan.
I know. I
don't take Friday classes. Taking Friday classes.
Oh, you guys have exams during your class?
Not really. They kind of have a weird schedule that they make up, but sometimes it falls on it at that time.
Okay, moving on. So, is there a game that we've all recently played, or most of us have, we can talk about?
I wasn't done with movies.
Oh, okay, sorry.
The Hobbit's a big deal, Kevin. You can't just cut it off like that.
Yeah.
When's the release date?
Especially because it's the 14th, 2 weeks.
Okay.
Sherlock Holmes, one guy, and Sherlock Holmes' other guy is in it.
That was very descriptive, Eric.
I will
proud.
Give you a better description as soon as I look up some names, but that BBC Sherlock Holmes, those two guys are in it.
Oh, well, now it's the BBC version. Never seen that, so...
They're good actors.
You should watch it, Kevin. It's a great show.
I don't even like Sherlock Holmes, though. It doesn't intrigue me.
It's a little different than your normal one.
Martin Freeman.
I don't even like the regular one.
Martin Freeman, who plays Watson on the BBC show, is Bilbo. The other guy, somewhere.
Who has the weirdest name ever.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, gosh.
What a terrible name. He is the necromancer.
Ooh, necro.
Yes, necro.
And the Hobbit.
Was that the troll character that they run into in the cave?
Oh, heck, I don't know.
It's been a while since I've read the book.
I didn't read the book.
Yeah. I looked at it and it was big, so I gave up.
I went to IMDb and I clicked Necromancer, and it takes me straight to Sauron's page.
Dumbledore dies.
Yep, alternative names. Lord Mauron, Necromancer, The Necromancer, and apparently Horsebank.
Horsebank?
Horsebank.
Horsebank.
Huh, they must have got hacked.
But Benedict Cumberbatch is Sauron.
Really?
Benedict Cumberbatch. I feel like I know that guy from somewhere.
He's in something, because my friends are obsessed
with
him.
Star Trek. Who is he? Star Trek.
I don't remember. Oh, he's the bad guy in Star Trek.
The bad guy.
Yeah. Gandalf is busy too, because not only is he in The Hobbit, but he will be also starring in X-Men Days of Future Past, the first X-Men movie in years to be set after X3.
In years. Like, it's been like 30.
It's been like 5. Too many. Let's see. Who do they have in the cast list
right
now?
There's so many X-Men movies, I can't even keep track of the timelines.
Do you have to make, like, a long piece of paper and put images of the X-Men in them?
I know.
Get them pricked.
Can't do it. Too hard.
Flashcards.
It looks like all the people from First Class are in the movie, as well as Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart, who will be Magneto and Xavier. So it's going to do a flash-forward, flashback kind of thing, I guess. The movie The Wolverine is also coming out pretty soon. That's also post-X3. And that's about Wolverine moving to Japan to train with a samurai warrior. Apparently he did this for a while.
My man.
So, the cast list includes Hugh Jackman and lots of Asians.
Sounds like it's going to be a good movie.
Marvel also has projects such as Nick Fury in the works, Deadpool, which Chris would be really excited for if he was here, but he's absent. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 and 3. And it's funny. Because as I say that, I see on IMDb quote-unquote related links to what I'm looking up. There's one that says, "People Who Ruined My Life," and Andrew Garfield's face is the picture for this. They have an Ant-Man movie coming out. They're still working on Avengers 2. Guardians of the Galaxies is coming out. They have Captain America 2 in the works, Thor 2 in the works. So, yeah, Marvel's busy. Not only are they reviving the X-Men franchise, but they got a lot of movies coming out centered around the Avengers. And, it could be speculated that since they decided, hey, let's make the fourth movie about Wolverine or something. This is what the fourth movie they did just about Wolverine. It could be speculated that they are setting up Wolverine to be in the next Avengers movie.
Wolverine.
That'd be really cool.
Would be really cool.
That would be really cool.
Did you hear about the Justice League movie, Eric?
Dan, you know how I feel about DC.
Yeah, but...
Batman.
Yeah, I heard about it. Didn't they try and get Christopher Nolan to do it, and he's like, no thanks.
Yeah, there's a whole new thing going on with that. I'm excited. I like the Justice League, too.
I don't. If they don't have Aquaman, I don't want to see it.
They better have Aquaman. They'll have a whole sub-series of movies all centered around
Aquaman.
Who could
they even get to play Aquaman, though?
George Clooney.
Adam West.
Adam West would fit Aquaman.
Adam West?
No, he's
Adam
old.
West as Aquaman.
Have to
oh
be
my gosh,
like
that's
younger.
Awesome.
He kind of looks like Aquaman, though.
Adam West is super young, dude. Have you seen him?
But you know, they wouldn't pick anybody. They'd pick someone until they'd be like one of the Jonas Brothers or something random.
Oh.
And that is why DC is mediocre. Justin Bieber, you are now Aquaman.
Oh, thanks, Dad!
I don't think Justin Bieber's dad is a casting director. I could be wrong, but...
I thought his dad died.
Eh, we don't care.
Back to movies, because Justin Bieber is the worst topic ever.
Have you guys seen the trailer for movie 43?
No.
Okay, so first of all, let me just read you the cast list for this one. Emma Stone, Gerard Butler,
ooh,
Hugh Jackman,
ooh.
Elizabeth Banks, but not the one that's from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
No, she's She's from 30 Rock.
Kristen Bell, Halle Berry,
Kate
Winslet. Wait,
what is this movie?
Naomi Watts, Anna Faris, Josh Duhamel.
What is this movie?
Patrick Warburton, Uma Thurman. It is the funniest thing I have seen in a very long time.
What's it called?
Here, I'll link the IMDb page to you, and you just watch the trailer. But and I'll put it on Facebook right now too. But watch it, and you
edit
will laugh.
Edit to the thread,
and you will laugh.
I feel like it's going to be like that Valentine's Day movie where they got all the big name characters
or actors. What I was thinking of,
and it just kind of bombed.
That Marshall guy. What's that? Director?
Yeah, but this
Gary
this
Marshall
is,
does all those.
This is geared toward comedy rather than.
That was all just, comedy too.
It was romantic comedy. That's kind of just
rom-com.
Crap. It's crap.
These are a lot of big stars. All right. Well. Yeah, but you know they get so many big people in it, then they can't share the spotlight, and there's just too many plot lines, I think. But
the trailer is really funny, though.
Let's see when's it come out next year?
Yeah, March, April, something like that.
It's directed by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 people.
So that's like 3 actors per director.
Pretty much. Elizabeth Banks is actually one of the directors.
Yeah, you gotta love Hugh Jackman. You gotta love Emma Stone. It's on my list of things to see. Patrick Warburton. His voice alone makes it worth going to see. Justin Long. Jack McBriar, who is from 30 Rock. Sean William Scott.
He can only play like one part, though, Jack McBriar. Like,
yeah, he only has one character. Johnny Knoxville. And there's a couple other big names.
Dude, I didn't get that movie at all.
You don't think it looks funny at all?
You know, you were listing off the all the Marvel sequels, and it reminds me, I was reading something that James Cameron is working on part 2 and 3 of Avatar.
Could he just not?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if anyone told him this. But Avatar was only good because it was pretty. Its plot was pretty subpar.
Avatar.
You know, it's been debated that it was the exact same storyline as Pocahontas. And
I don't think that's a debate.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's the other movie I forgot to mention. The Marvel movie. They're rebooting The Incredible Hulk. Hopefully this time they're doing it right. This is like the 4th time. What's his name? The new Bruce Banner. Mark Ruffalo. I thought he was a really, really great Bruce Banner. So, hopefully this one will be exciting and not bomb. And they're doing a Doctor Strange movie as well.
Strange.
Yeah, it's pretty strange. Oh, and Daredevil. They're rebooting.
Oh, gosh.
Don't know about that one.
Hey, just because the last one was bad doesn't mean the next one has to be bad.
That's what they said about all the Hulk movies.
Yeah, but I just said maybe they'll get this one right.
Maybe.
All the Hulk movies weren't necessarily terrible. I mean, the Edward Norton one was pretty good.
Yeah, but the first one was the worst. It was awful.
Which one was the first one? With Lou Ferrigno?
Like, the new updated one.
The one with Eric Bana?
Yeah, I think that's his name. That was, oh my gosh, I could not sit through that movie.
The Edward Norton one was good, though.
Yes, it was. It was pretty good.
And Mark Ruffalo, I was really skeptical about his cast at first, and after I watched the movie, I'm like, you know what, I don't care about the Hulk. Tell me more about Bruce Banner. I want to know more about Bruce Banner. He made the character interesting.
I'm talking about the Hulk. Did anybody see their Marvel's Hulk versus Thor and Wolverine movie?
I didn't see the Hulk versus one. I did see Planet Hulk.
Planet Hulk was actually pretty good.
Planet Hulk was pretty good, except for there was no Bruce Banner.
I think because it goes along with the story after the Hulk versus movies, because in that something happens to him and he gets like separated away. Something weird. But you need to watch it. It's actually pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good. I watched that trailer. It does look pretty funny.
I think the story aligns will line up for you, Eric.
Good.
Funny. Okay, moving on. We gotta wrap things up. Gotta be up early.
Oh, I'm sorry. Some of us are dedicated to the show.
Sorry. we are doing it on a Saturday night. Chris isn't even here, so.
Saturday night!
So we're skipping trivia because Chris isn't meant to do that. We did movie, we did that. Look at us go, we're so good.
So we're gonna skip over content.
Ooh, I do want to talk about something in news.
Go for it. That's what I was just gonna say is news. So
I can read your mind, Kevin.
You can, Daniel.
Bungie, everybody's favorite, you know, game
developer. Yeah! I heard about this.
Yeah, they had, they're calling it leaked, but they basically released some concept art and small details about their next universe that they're creating, and it's called Destiny. It's kind of along the whole Halo thing where, you know, it's in the future with the human race, with, you know, aliens attacking type of thing. It looks amazing. Some of the concept art, and they show some screenshots. It's like a beautiful world. Some of the story is really incredible, but they even kind of hinted at it being an MMO. So
it is supposed to be console, so I don't know. It might be like a not an MMO in the regular sense, but like a MMO where you pop it in your console and you log into a server and there's all kinds of people. It's an open world with a bunch of people running around.
The first ever cross-platform MMO? No, too good to be true.
No, they probably won't do cross-platform.
It's a sad day.
Sad day.
Wait, I'm really excited about this because I love Bungie. They're my favorite. Everything they've done is just, you know, just the.
Except
you know,
for selling Halo.
Yeah, I mean, 343 kind of sucks, but.
Well,
Bungie's.
They were done with it. They were done.
Yeah. And 343 didn't do too bad, but, I mean, Bungie could have killed it, but. I mean, everything they've done, like the whole aerospace stuff, was pretty awesome, and everything. So, I can't wait for this game to come out.
Number game kind of looks like Warhammer-esque a little bit, in the style of
like the character design.
Yeah, the character design. It's really interesting.
Just a little bit.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to whatever they put out. Gotta be good. I have faith in Bungie.
And it'll probably be on the Xbox 720, which is supposed to be released next holiday season.
Oh, they take way too long. Actually, I read an article this week about the CEO of Ubisoft ranting on how PlayStation and Xbox need to get the let out on their systems because he's sick of waiting. So.
What's the deal breaker with the 720? Like, what is it?
It's
why is it better than
right now?
Why is it better than my 360?
Which it's a hardware upgrade.
But if you go look at Wikipedia and search hardware Xbox 360, they've been tweaking Xbox 360's hardware year after year after year. Why do they have to release a new system?
Because not everybody has that new version. So a lot of people still have the first and second generations of it, so they can only do so much because they still have to make the games, you know, available for everybody across the whole thing on that platform. So the jump up is going to be something where it's going to require you for a whole other platform of different gaming for it. It's just so more people, it's to make more money and to make it more accessible. So, but they haven't released any specs or anything, just stipulation and rumors and stuff. Nothing official. Okay. But that makes sense. But they have changed a lot throughout, like different hardware they've been using. But
yeah, which kind of isn't fair because then you still got the people.
You're right.
On the old ones.
Yeah, but that's
and
why
then,
they have
and
to
then they
wipe
have to
and
make the games
now.
Run across all of the versions.
Exactly. So it's like a.
So I could see why they need the upgrade. That's
it's
for sure.
Yeah. They're not only going to do they're going to mandate a minimum hardware, which. From what I read, there's going to be two versions of it. One that's just going to be a console, and one that's going to be running full-on Windows 8 OS. So it'll be a hybrid computer game console.
I don't understand why you can't turn your PC into an Xbox at this point. Like,
because they don't sell the software.
Like, why not?
Because they can make more money by just selling
exactly.
a whole system as a whole.
Exactly. It's just for money. It's kind of lame.
Lots of people want money.
Welcome to capitalism.
Yeah.
Go move to Russia.
It's all about money.
Wait, they're capitalists now. Go move to China. They have really bad wages there. But not only is it that they want a minimum hardware update, so here's where Xbox 360 is right now. And here's where current technology is. Somewhere in the middle of that, we want our Xbox 720 to be. So they're probably gonna take a big leap in hardware, but they also want to rework the Xbox's OS, which is they really pushed the Xbox to the edge of its limits, and it's almost useless now. Their interface is using way too many resources. It takes a long time to load a lot.
They have to have a new format because games are starting to come on two or three discs. You just can't do it anymore because the graphics are too high res and takes, three discs for a bunch of games. Whereas, like, the PS3, it comes on Blu-ray, so they can, you know, one disc is all you need. Granted, you have to install, but...
That takes forever.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know if I want to talk about this. I'm looking up some of the rumors about the 720... I don't even know if I want to talk about this. This is awful.
What is it saying? I've not looked into it too much because it changes so often.
It says that there's possibly going to be a system that in place that makes it so you can't that it will reject used games.
That's not a rumor. That's pretty much confirmed.
Really?
They want to sell everything to you digitally, so that you can't.
But it's not confirmed. They've not confirmed anything about
it. It's not confirmed, but it's almost generally accepted fact.
They're probably going to pretty much likely, move it to a digital platform. They're probably not even going to sell discs anymore.
Well, because the discs and stuff cost so much money, and
yeah, it makes sense.
It is, and it's a much better idea.
They've been doing that for a while, though. In the 90s, I don't remember which game it was. There was a game, if you started playing on your system with a stolen game or whatever. No, the system would realize this, and then there would a giant scorpion or something boss type character would show up in the game and just hunt you down forever, and you'd never be able to play.
Wait, this is what?
This happened in a game. They created a game like this that would realize that you were playing
The fact that every single game is going to be like this, though, is that it could possibly be like this is kind of like, I don't know.
On an unrelated note, just because I want to have your reaction on a record, did you see your brother's new puppy, Chris? Kevin?
Yes, I mean? Did just.
Your brother went to Ohio today to get a puppy. I'm sure your dad's so proud.
Hang on, finish up. best deal of the week. Oh, I had one and I just lost it. Pretty much the best deals are pretty much over because Black Friday was really where everyone had everything on sale.
Humble Bundle had a good bundle this week.
Oh, that's what I was going to talk about. Yeah, I remember mentioning it. I was like, nope, I'll save that for the deal.
Oh, it's still here.
Yep, it's for 10 more days. If you want, do you have it on your screen right now?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to just explain what the games are and how much the price is for it?
The offer is PC versions of Saints Row 3, Darksiders, Metro 2033, Red Faction Armageddon, Company of Heroes, and the two expansions, Opposing Fronts and Tales of Valor. Basically, how Humble Bundle works is you decide you're going to pay a minimum of $1. The minimum is $1, but you say, I'm going to pay X amount, and you're going to give me all these games. It could be a dollar. It could be $1.15. Somebody decided to pay $1,650. And I'll tell you why in a second. But you choose how much you want to pay, and you get all of these games. Saints Row, they have a condition where if you pay $567, which is the average amount people are pledging for these games, then you will unlock a sixth game, Saints Row 3. But if you pay just the dollar, you will get Darksiders, Metro 2033, Red Faction, and the Company of Heroes games. They will give you all of them for a dollar. And then down at the bottom of the website, you can look at it and decide, all right, say you're going to pay one of the default amounts. You can set a custom amount, but one of the default amounts to pay is $15. So you say, okay, I'm going to pay $15 for these six games. You would get the sixth one because it's over $5. So there's sliders just under that, and there's a slider, a sliding bar for THQ, who develops all the games, Charity, and Humble Tip. And you decide, well, let's see. THQ is a corporation, so I'm going to give them $0. I like Charity, so I'm going to give them $9. And whatever's left over, which is approximately $6, I'm going to give to Humble for giving me this deal. So not only is it, hey, you just got a bunch of games for really cheap, it's, hey, you got a bunch of games for really cheap, you didn't even have to pay THQ for it, and you get to give some to charity, or all of it to charity if you want to do that. So Humble Bundle is a really great site for that. But yeah, that's their deal this week, is those six games. For the next 10 days, that's their deal. And it is a pretty darn good one. I have the Company of Heroes games, and they're, if you're an RTS fan, debatably the best RTS ever made. They're World War II RTSs, which puts a really interesting spin on it. There's a lot of really cool, like, cover-based systems and special abilities, like grenade throwing and tanks that sweep up mines or guys that lay down mines. Darksiders, has anybody played Darksiders?
I had just got it recently, but I've yet to play it yet.
Okay. I've heard that's fantastic. One of the best platformers in recent times. You have Metro 2033?
I do. I got it for $1 last year on the Steam sale, and I played a couple hours of it. It's very good, and I did like it a lot. It's a fun game.
FPS, right?
Yeah, it's pretty scary, though. So I would make sure that the lights are on for that, because it just freaked me out a little bit. But it's
and
a good game, though.
I'm not sure what Red Faction Armageddon is.
I played a demo for that. It's actually
I think it's
good.
A third-person shooter.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Saints Row is Saints Row the Third is essentially Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
All good games. I did. I you know what? I remember playing the Red Faction demo on Xbox. It was an interesting game.
Yeah, I remember playing it too.
I really enjoyed the demo.
I think it's a third-person game, something like that. Shooter. I know there was another Red Faction. I remember playing that one, but I think I'm getting it mixed up. So, yeah, that is a very good deal for all that. The other deal that I did got that is gone now is on Steam. I picked up the Orcs Must Die 2. I love the first one. I'm about to the halfway point of that, and I'm stuck in a level. I just cannot beat it, but I'm going to finish that game. But I bought the second one for, I think I got it for $2.50 on Steam. Such a good deal, and such a good game. What I want to pick up, and I want to know if anyone's played it or heard anything about it, is Torchlight 2. I played most of the first one, and it was okay, it's kind of boring, but this one's got multiplayer. I was wondering if anybody had got it, or is ever wanting to get it, or would get it with me if I got it, because I think it looks really fun.
I'll get it if you pay for it.
I'm not going to do that, but if it goes cheap, I might get it. But it's still $20.
If it goes on sale, I'll buy it.
I think Torchlight 2 is the one that I heard was, like, it's really Diablo-like, and it's actually,
yeah,
and people say it's actually better than the
new
Diablo game.
That's what I've heard, too. I was hoping it's true, because
it's setting the bar a little low.
Well, I don't know. Diablo, I've never played it, but I can't really see a Blizzard game being that bad.
No, it's not bad. It's just...
Diablo 3 was, I mean, it was a solid game, is what it was.
It was just highly hyped, and it did. It was still a very good game. It just didn't.
It was a solid dungeon RPG, but it did not live up to the hype of Diablo.
Could have been longer. That's all I think.
Yeah, people put a lot of hype into that.
Especially because I got the game and I started playing. It was the first Diablo I ever played. I didn't play Diablo 2 or 1 or any of those. But I started playing and I'm like, oh, look, there's 4 classes. When are you going to give me some new ones?
Yeah, there's more than 4 classes, but...
There were 4.
No, there's... I think there was 5 or 6.
Oh, there might have been 5. It was like the warrior, the necro, the shaman.
The
witch doctor?
Yeah, that was the shaman.
Right, that was the shaman thingy.
The wizard. I don't remember.
Wasn't there like demon hunter or something?
Yep, there was a demon hunter. Like, he's not even played the game, he knows better than we do.
Yeah, no.
No, it's okay. Anyway, I was disappointed,
like,
with the number of classes.
Archer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was also disappointed with the fact that they only allowed you to play with 4 people online. I'm like, it's a PC game, just let us play with how many people we want.
Yeah, but I think that defeats the purpose of a tradition. Yeah. Yep.
What about Steam has the Unreal Tournament series on sale?
That's right. It was, what, $20?
66% off, normally $20 for Unreal Tournament 3. And it's $6.79 after the discount. And then if you buy the bill pack, which is also 66% off, you get all the Unreal Tournament games for $13.59. Never really played Unreal, but I know it's
It's
really, really Unreal FPS. Pretty good.
I used to play it back in the day, but it's been a while. I haven't played it since a long time ago. Probably like one of the first Unreal games.
When Unreal X came out on Xbox?
Probably. It was a while back.
Oh, it was. You know what it was? It was with Ryan O'Dell, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Unreal Tournament or something like that. Or Unreal Championship, I think, was when I hit. Because another one came out and it wasn't a multiplayer. It was
Unreal, how it wasn't multiplayer?
Oh, I meant the other game. We talk about Walking Dead. Does anybody play the Walking Dead
game
at all, ever?
No.
Apparently that's one of the highest rated games out right now.
Really? It's very good.
Yeah. From a player's perspective.
Yeah, it's nothing special when, like, playing the game, but it really pulls you in because it's really story-based and you can do a lot with the story. And it's very simple. A lot of, like, my mom played the first, there's 5 episodes and the 5th one I think just came out. My mom played the first episode and I actually loved it.
Oh, that one. Okay, I was thinking, I'm sorry.
And it's cheap too.
Treyarch, I think. I want to say it's Treyarch is developing, and I don't know if it's released yet, is making a Walking Dead FPS, and you play as Merle and Dale.
Odd combination.
No, it's not. They're brothers.
Oh, Daryl. I think you said Dale.
Nope, Daryl.
Daryl. Okay, that makes more sense. So I think that's all I got for this week.
You play as Merle, the guy with one hand, and Dale with the RV.
That's what I was thinking. With the RV.
Get in the RV. I lost my hand. Again.
Okay, anything else we gotta add before we close out the show? Our midweek show since we had a holiday. Bit of a holiday. Daniel, any final words or news?
I'm sure Kevin's planning on buying the Wii U very soon, so we can bring you a review on that.
I'm not.
Okay, not even Kevin plans on buying the Wii U. There's your review, folks.
I will down the road, but it's going to be a long while.
Down the road?
I got so many things to play. I'm really excited to play Dishonored. I'm excited to play Sleeping Dogs. I'm excited to play both the racing games I got.
What the heck?
What?
I'm scrolling through a couple notifications, and there's a Battlefield 3 one. And Battlefield 3, by the way, my favorite FPS. All other ones are, in my eyes, junk compared to it. I haven't picked it up in a while, though. There is now a crossbow in Battlefield 3. I did not see that, didn't see them putting a crossbow in the game. It's interesting.
Alright, kids. Time for
signing off?
Signing off. Alright, have a good night. Daniel, you still there?
I'm here.
Alright, you have a good night.
Alright, you too, guys.
Eventually.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us for a delayed episode 6.
Even though you guys are all sick.
Yeah, I'm dying.
Yeah, thank you for joining these diseaseites for episode 6. We will be back hopefully next Thursday. We'll be on schedule this week. There were some schedule conflictions with our next week of reviews and spoiler alert, they will be few and even fewer the week after. Finals weeks. What are you going to do?
When they call for you.
Yeah, maybe. Just wrong.
It's already wrong. Yeah.
Out.